Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And let's bring in our Browns beat reporter. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He is Daryl Ryder. Hello, D.
I'm sure everyone's glad to know you leave your best material for off the air.
Well, stuff you might not, for instance,
get away with on the air. I get it.
Most underappreciated great running backs was the topic of conversation, and it came up over Herschel Walker, over something involving basketball. See how we have to connect the dots here? It just doesn't. It doesn't go. Good news: Jack Conklin back tonight, for tomorrow night's game. Back now, going to play tomorrow. That's wonderful news. And Daryl, that's a pretty significant injury to come back from. It's amazing to me that he's back, and it only cost him two games in this regular season.
Yeah, and as I said last week, it wasn't that big of a deal that you held him out against the Jets. Very easily get him some extra time to be ready for on a short week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Look, I thought James Hudson did a real nice job playing in place of him, so Hudson can really, at least from my standpoint, feel pretty good about the work that he did, but always good to get your starters back. The fact that Myles Garrett's going to play too is great news. Joel Bitonio, even though he was on the bike yesterday, I had a sneaking suspicion that Bitonio was going to play. You'd probably have to break his legs to keep him off the field. He's just so reliable on that offensive line. So I think as best of injury news the Browns could hope and expect going into this game, considering, of course, they will not have Jadeveon Clowney.
It's a mood right now, Daryl. I mean, I'm still dragging from Sunday. I think a lot of people are. Like, I just want them to get back. I wish the game was tonight, I'll be honest with you.
Glad you're
I just want to move on.
Yeah, I mean, you might be dragging. Fans might still be dragging, but they aren't. And quite frankly, they can't, because if they are, they're going to be in trouble tomorrow night. So the best thing for them is that they have to play so quickly that there isn't a lot of time to dwell on. I mean, you heard Nick Chubb yesterday joke when he came to the podium. He's like, yeah, I was over it until I had to come up here and answer your questions about it. And that's pretty much the consensus, you know, within the locker room. Certainly on the defensive side, they have issues that they absolutely need to resolve. Hopefully that players only meeting, brings tangible results on the field. But the fan hangover, certainly understandable. But the players, quite frankly, just can't afford to have that right now.
Daryl, among the many kicks in the shorts from the game against the Jets, it's this. Man, you let a great performance by Jacoby Brissett go without a victory. He played real well, and we have to give him a lot of credit. But as a team, you get that out of him, and you don't win the football game, you've really hurt yourself.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, my gut tells me that we're going to be in December lamenting this particular game. That was an outstanding performance by Jacoby, no question about it. He was efficient. The offense really hummed along. I think he was like, 22 or 27, something like that, over 2.25. I don't really count the interception against him. He's just throwing it down the field, trying to make a play there late, basically in desperation. So I don't really hold that against him as far as his overall performance, Jeff. But, yeah, I mean, he was great. The running game was once again, you know, what we were expecting, Nick Chubb over 5 yards a carry. I still think that the blaming him stuff is nonsense, but yeah, if you can get that for the next, what is there, 9 games left now? If you can get that from Jacoby Brissett over the next 9 games, sign me up for it. Because, I thought he played really, really well.
I don't want to go down this road, but...
but you're going to anyway.
Of course I am. Yeah, I'm curious if they don't win tomorrow night and it's an ugly loss, how hot do some of the seats in Berea get?
Too early? I would say too early, but... toward the end of the, you know, come the end of the season, look, everything depends on how the game plays out. If the defense continues to have these communication issues, not just tomorrow night, but going forward, Andy, there's got to be changes on the defensive side of the ball after the season, is among the coaching ranks. No question there. If the special teams continues to underperform outside of Cade York, right? If the return game continues to be hot garbage and they continue to not make the necessary plays, then I think that changes with the special teams coaching staff would need to be made after the season. So it's early for hot seat talk. What I think is most important to the Browns is they don't allow Sunday's game to really snowball on them and derail, because if you lose tomorrow night, guess what? You've got 2 losses you have to stew on for about 10 days before you have to fly south to play the Atlanta Falcons, who have been giving teams a little bit of a hard time here early in the season. So this is the part of the schedule that was supposed to be kind to the Browns, and they gave one away. And in their position, can't afford to give any away, and they've already given one away. So you can understand getting beat, but don't beat yourself. And I think that that's what's most important for the Browns tomorrow night, is that they don't go out there and beat themselves.
Daryl, Nick Kostos was on with us earlier, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, and he said when they lost, the season was over.
Where's Nick based out of? Just
New York, right? Okay. I think he's out of New York. Right. I was like... what?
Just in full disclosure, just some context where that comment's coming
His
from.
Point, though, was that they needed to go 4-0 to start the season to know.
I disagreed with that. I said 3-1. You can get away with 2-2. The meat of the schedule obviously pops up here once the Guardians begin postseason baseball. The Browns hit the meat of their schedule starting with the Los Angeles Chargers. Down at First Energy Stadium. Of course, New England Patriots come to town after that. You got to go to Baltimore, come back home to face the Bengals, who are off to an 0-2 start. You get your bye week. You don't have to travel to Miami, travel to Buffalo, come back home for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, that is a brutal, brutal stretch of 7 games for the Cleveland Browns. So 3-1, even though they lost Sunday, if they can win tomorrow night, if they can win in Atlanta and start 3-1, all is forgiven. Yes, we'll be crying because they aren't 4-0 and they should be 4-0, et cetera, et cetera. But 3-1, the season definitely isn't over. So, but if they lose tomorrow night, I don't want to say the season's over, but they will have begun to dig themselves a little bit of a pothole to climb out of.
Daryl Ryder joining us. He's our Browns beat reporter. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Your reaction to the Browns not being the least bit shy about running the football in the first 2 games?
I heard water's wet, the sky is blue. What did you expect them to do in the first 2 games? Daryl, throw it 50 times?
Daryl, you never know.
Well, if they threw it 50 times, I would be advocating for head coaching changes and offensive coordinator changes, because that would make absolutely no sense unless they were playing from significantly far behind. So, yeah, of course they're going to run the ball. The fact that they're running it with such success is not a surprise. Just look at the offensive line. Just look at the players carrying the football. I think it's great. Teams know what's coming at them, and they can't stop them. Is there anything more fun if you're Nick Chubb or you're Kareem Hunt and you got the ball in your hands and you're saying to yourself, y'all know I'm coming. You ain't stopping me. And that's, you know, what has happened in these first two games. So not a surprise that it's been a run-based offense, and I fully expect that to continue. I don't think I'm giving anything away going forward by saying that that's the foundation of the offense, and we're going to continue to see more Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt. Question is, do they go back to the Chubb plus Hunt in the backfield together again? Because we were deprived of that on Sunday.
What do you think of that? And
I love it.
I do too.
Give me all of the Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb together as often as possible.
Gosh, Daryl, I can't remember which game it was over the weekend, but I was watching a game over the weekend.
It was one of them.
Well, no, there was one NFL game in particular, and it was, I forget which two running backs were on the field together, but the color analyst said, "Now, why would you play two guys in the backfield at the same time?" He said, "Well, that's basic." He said, "They're two of your best playmakers, and you want as many playmakers on the field as you can get at the same time." Yep. And I thought, hello?
Well, I mean, look at the matchup problems it created for the Carolina Panthers, right? I go back to that touchdown in Carolina in which Hunt was lined up as the fullback, and he squirts out to the right, wide open. They don't even cover him. They forget he's on the field, and the football's thrown to him, and it's like coming to him in slow motion, right? As you're watching that play unfold, you're like, if this ball takes any longer to get there, I'm going to have a full head of gray hair by now once it gets there. But he was just wide open, and those matchup problems you have with those guys on the field. Look, I think that Kevin Stefanski is going to pick and choose his spots because he realizes he needs those players to be impactful. It's a delicate balance, to your point, Jeff, about creating those matchups, having those guys on the field together, but also at the same time, don't want to wear them out. You know, they went back to that alternating series formula against the Jets last week. And, well, for 58 minutes and 30 seconds, it worked pretty darn well. So it's a delicate balance for Kevin Stefanski when he's, trying to put game plans together. But I do not expect that we have seen the last of those two in the backfield together this season. I think you're going to see a lot more of it.
Daryl, your concern for the special teams?
Where it's been since Josh Cribbs retired.
Wow.
Quite honestly. I mean, look, I mean, they don't get much out of punt returns, and it's not just a this year thing. That Jakeem Grant injury was devastating. He was supposed to come in and kind of salvage that. Jerome Ford had one nice kickoff return, so give him his bouquet of flowers for that. 44-yard return. I think that 44-yard return gave him an average of like nearly 34 or 35 yards a return because he only, I think, got to return two kicks. But, yeah, it's, again, attention to detail. By the way, congratulations to the Jets punter, the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. Thank you card to Mike Prefer and the Brown Special Teams Unit for falling asleep on a punt and not recovering the onside kick.
Daryl, are the Browns defensive backs pointing fingers, or were they just discussing things?
Hopefully they were doing a little bit of both. I think sometimes behind closed doors in private, it's okay to point fingers and hold your teammates accountable if they make a mistake. You don't necessarily need to do that in the media. And while I, would like to know who's responsible for what breakdown and when and those type of things, I do give them credit. They kept that in house. They held their, a little bit of a players only meeting there on the defensive side of the ball. And hopefully they were able to hash things out. But I think that's healthy that they did that. I don't see any negatives there, Jeff. But ultimately, it comes down to Thursday night and how productive was it actually? Because if the defensive breakdowns continue, you just kind of, I think, at that point, throw your hands up in the air and say, what's really going on here? But I think it was healthy that they had that closed-door meeting.
Daryl, thank you.
Thanks, Daryl. Talk to you later.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, is brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.